You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready, Jeremy?
I'm ready.
It's pick'em time.
I think I got this
on the Big Bad
out.
Morning Show. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris out in Florida. He'll be back next week taking care of business down there on the home front. Last night, I had the Denver Broncos. Who did you have?
Broncos.
Okay. So now I go Bronco.
What did Ed have?
Saints. The Aints.
What a loser.
Yeah.
All right. New England, Jacksonville. Jeremy, I'm going Jacksonville.
See, this is what we should give London every year. Just give them this game. Or a game like this. You know how we get friendlies here for soccer? Give them that.
You're right. Why do we give them the best? They don't give us.
No. You put all your guys out there. You look into the stands. You see 30-some different team jerseys, and it's a potpourri of people watching a football game that now they're starting to fall in love with, hopefully, but they get to watch Jacksonville more than anyone else. I'm going to go with Jacksonville. There's the two teams that have cost me the most money this year, Jacksonville and Cleveland, but I'm going with Jacksonville.
Seattle, Atlanta.
Who'd you take in that one?
I said Jacksonville.
Okay.
Seattle, Atlanta.
This is another one. You and I were talking in one of the commercial breaks about the difference in some of these games, a lot of 3-point home underdogs, 3-point home favorites. I'm taking Seattle to win here.
Wow.
I don't have a good rhyme or reason. I just feel like this is one of those spots. Atlanta's defense, who I like, has not been playing as great as you think. And going back to it, they won that game from 2 defensive touchdowns not that long ago. I still think that this team can be had, so I like Seattle to win.
I'm going Atlanta in this one. You're wrong. Tennessee at Buffalo.
Yeah.
I'm going Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Let's keep circle the wagon. Yeah, we're done.
All right, Cincinnati at Cleveland, Jeremy.
I think this one's a little tougher. I'm picking Cincinnati, but I had a Cleveland feel, but I didn't want to get too cute. You know how sometimes you're looking at, well, I do because I'm contrarian. I'm like, man, how many home underdogs am I going to take to win outright? Because they all lost last week.
I want Cleveland. I want to pick Cleveland. I don't want to. I don't care who wins this game. I want to pick Cleveland.
Then pick them. Stop being a bitch.
But I just feel like that would be stupid. I think Cincinnati wins this game because they're a better football team with a better quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, Green Bay. As much as I want Houston, I'm going Green Bay on this one.
I wanted to take Houston. I would take Houston plus the points. Green Bay to win outright.
What's the points?
It's like 2 or 3. I think it's 3 in most places.
If it's 2, how did it win by 1?
Yeah. Right on the money, baby.
So you going Green Bay?
I'm going Green Bay to win.
What you got on that Miami-Indianapolis game?
What you got on my chain? I like Indianapolis here. I'm wondering when Miami's, like Tyreek Hill will be playing. You're going to see them. They're coming back a little healthier. I don't think Tua plays this week. But you can run all over this Colts team. So if Miami can get that run game going, they'll be in it. But I'm taking Indy.
Detroit versus Minnesota. Who you got? Oh, by the way, I got Indy in that too.
A lot of people talking about Detroit making a move for Max Crosby. We'll find out this week if they need to make a move for another pass rusher after losing Aiden Hutchinson. But Minnesota, like, why are we doubting them? Why do we keep doubting this team? This is the same Lions team that lost to Tampa Bay earlier this year. They've been in some games, and people are now excited because they blew out Dallas. A lot of teams blow out Dallas. They stink.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so give me Minnesota at home here.
I'm with you. I don't know why people doubt Minnesota all the time. Maybe it's the quarterback. I don't know. But I'm one of those people. I'm taking Detroit.
You're taking Detroit?
I'm taking Detroit, man. Right. Philadelphia Giants, you think this is going to be close? I think this is going to be a mule kick. I think Philadelphia is going to be all over the Giants in this one.
I think the Giants win this game outright. And you look at this. So Giants fans have been waiting for one thing, Saquon to return home so they can boo the crap out of him. Malik
Why?
They hate him.
Why?
Because he left. He went to the Eagles. He went to a rival.
They should have signed him instead of Danny Dimes.
It's the same thing that happened with Mike Mussina here. People hate, well, I can't believe you didn't stay. Well, what'd they offer you? It's not different. It's the same thing. Malik Nabers is back this week. And guess what he's going to do this weekend? He's going to eat. He's going to eat. He's going to eat some more. He's going to light up that Philly secondary.
Pre-game buffet, but he ain't eating. And Philly going to beat the crap out of them, man.
Giants beat the Eagles.
Book you it. Don't know.
I don't. Who knows? This league is drunk. Have you been watching week after week?
Yeah, I've been drunk. Vegas Rams. Who you got?
I'm taking the Rams. I was saying to Rob, I was like, hey, if you're having a hard time picking this game, I mean, the Rams are 6.5-point favorites. They should easily win. Well, wait a minute. If you're a 6-point favorite or more in this league, I think you've lost more times outright than you've actually won. But I think that the Rams are the better team.
I'm going Rams in this one, too. Carolina, Washington. Do we keep it moving on that one?
I think so. Although I do think Carolina keeps it closer than you think.
What? Okay, so if I have it by 10, they wouldn't lose by 9? Closer than I think?
No, I think this is a touchdown game. That Washington defense is horrendous, man. People keep hanging their hat on it, but, like, I mean, Jaden Daniels is good. He's only going to be able to do so much. The kid's thrown 6 touchdown passes through 6 games.
Oh,
I got just, people ranking him number one.
I just think, oh, my gosh. Every time you see something, you got to keep it alive. Why must you do this? Why do you do this?
Jaden Daniels is 10th in passing yards and 17th in touchdown passes. Yet he's the number one quarterback. Man, kiss my ass. You're going to make me dislike this guy because you keep trying to push it because everybody needs to have a hot take. Washington wins.
I'm going with Washington, too. I told you that. Kansas City at San Fran. Kansas City is going to remain undefeated because San Fran is something not right about them right now.
You're absolutely right, but God, do I love home teams. Kansas City off the bye week has been a godsend to anybody that's gambled and bet on the Chiefs, or even going back to when Andy Reid was in Philly. He was awesome off the bye week. I'm still going San Francisco at home here. I don't think Kansas City's that good, but again, you are what your record says you are.
21-4 off the bye week, the big man.
Yeah.
So you think 21-5 now?
Yeah, I'm taking San Fran.
What 4 teams beat them, Jeremy? I don't know either. Jets at Pittsburgh. Who you got?
I'm taking the Jets. We'll see what Devontae Adams looks like. Hamstrings magically healed. That flight was, I guess, therapeutic. Because his hamstring hurt when he got on the plane. And when the plane landed, he was ready to run routes. I'm taking the Jets here.
You'll be coming Ed Norris with the Chargers.
No.
The Jets. Yeah, you are.
I mean, they're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers and Russell Wilson starting at quarterback. Why should I be scared of that?
Because of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Jets are favored on the road.
I don't care.
There's a reason why they're favored on the road.
It's because Vegas wants your money.
You're acting like it's crazy to pick them.
Is that acting?
I mean,
it's not acting.
You could have said it was crazy for me to pick the Giants over Philly, but I'm still going to be right.
I'm going with Pittsburgh Steelers on this one, man.
Go ahead.
I think you're crazy.
Get another wrong answer.
I think you're absolutely crazy. Jets are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Jets are imploding.
Mm-hmm.
The right of Devontae. Save us, Devontae. Save us.
No, Aaron's going to save him.
No.
You know,
Aaron can't save him.
Yeah, after he's done pointing the finger at everybody that's made mistakes, when things start to go right,
did
he's
those people make mistakes?
I don't know. Aaron pointed
did they
it out.
Did they make mistakes?
Are we picking these Monday games or not?
Not yet, are we? We going to pick them now?
Yeah.
Probably pick them Monday.
You can pick them Monday, too.
All right, well, let's pick them now then. You're going Chargers or you're going to Arizona?
I'm going to Arizona at home on Monday night.
You just try to be cute today, man.
How is it being cute? They're 2.5-point underdogs. Like, you look at the game and just think that the Chargers are going to go in and beat them? What have the Chargers done?
I think before we do picks, we ought to drug test you.
I'll tell you how it's going to come back. Positive.
He said, no surprise.
He's positive for drugs.
Hey, Mr. Card, we got a drug test you. Don't waste your needles.
Yeah, I'm guilty. Throw the book at me. But let me take my edibles with me.
I'm going with the Chargers in this one. I think they win. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I think they win a squeaker, honestly.
Okay.
Ravens, Tampa.
Go Ravens.
Go
Ravens. Lamar is so good against the NFC. And I think he handles business.
What is he, 22-1 now?
He doesn't like talking about
correct.
That, though. He doesn't like bringing it up.
Who don't blame him. Don't talk about it.
Who was the one loss?
Giants.
That's right.
Yep. And they blew a lead in that one, too.
What? The Ravens did?
Yeah. On a road. Mm. What score? I got mine written down already.
I think this ends up being 27-17 Ravens.
What does mine say?
My eyes are bad. You're going to have to read it to me.
Your glasses are on your head, dude.
It doesn't matter. They're reading glasses. I couldn't see that from
27-20 Ravens. So you have 27-17. I have 27-20 Ravens.
Watch, you'll be lining up for that field goal, and I'm going to be rooting for him to miss it.
Because you want those nuggets.
Yeah. Well, no, that would be the other side. You definitely want to get the chicken nuggets when they miss the field goal. So let's hope. Who's Tampa Bay's kicker? Is that Pinheiro?
Well, you want them to miss the field goal. If it's 27-17, they'll be lining up for the field goal. And you want them to miss it. So Joe's right. So
shut
you
up.
Get the chicken nuggets.
You don't know. I thought it was 24-17.
Drug test.
Positive. Save your time.
Save College your hoops. Tony Bennett abruptly says goodbye. What is going on in college athletics with a great thing? Just leave it all of a sudden. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, talk about a scary situation where a mom had to watch her children dangle upside down on a malfunctioning fair ride for 15 minutes. Nothing you can do. You're not Axel Foley in Beverly Hills Cop 3 climbing up that damn thing and saving everyone. That's not happening. So, scary situation there. We're also going to talk about a woman that miraculously survives. I don't know if you guys have seen this viral video. A water tank drops from the sky and lands on a woman. But I'll tell you how it landed, that she was perfectly fine. It's insane when you see the video of this, because I think it was her husband or a relative comes out and is like, the hell was that? Are you okay? And lastly, something that happened on a small plane, okay, so you're not getting up and moving around, that had this TikToker losing her mind. I want to know what you would do if this happens to you. Just insane to think about someone actually doing this on a flight. We'll talk about it next in The World of Stupid. Let's talk about a gut-wrenching, helpless feeling. If you have kids out there, let's say your kid got hurt and you go to the hospital and there's absolutely nothing you can do, broke his arm, broke his leg, whatever, going through something, and as a parent you can't do anything, it makes you feel awful.
It's tough. It is.
I remember my son, my younger son, had his arm, a little girl in the neighborhood rode over his arm down a hill. He fell off his bike, so he snapped his elbow. So when I got, like, they called me, I was on the air, go there, and then all of a sudden I lift up this blanket or towel, whatever you want to call it, and see that his arm's pointed in the wrong direction, and I'm like,
oh,
what do you do?
Oh.
This is scary as hell, just, you know, as a parent. Mom watches in horror as her young children dangle upside down on a malfunctioning fair ride for 15 minutes. Allie Metzger recorded the heart-stopping moment. Her 8-year-old and 11-year-old kids were left helpless. So her, hold on. Her idea for this was to record it. World star, kids falling. I mean, what's going on? Everybody's got to record everything, or were you using this for legal information for what happens?
No, everybody has to record everything. And you know what? You're right, Jeremy. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe that's what it was.
Insurance, man.
Yeah,
maybe that's what it was. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt.
Well, fair employees were seen rushing to manually push the broken ride. Metzger said that it appeared that her 11-year-old daughter had passed out. She'd been hanging upside down for so long. I couldn't see her. Her eyes were closed. I also wondered, too, if I'm sitting in that situation, maybe I just want to close my eyes and not look at anything that's going on upside down. But her legs were hurting, I guess, because the circulation was cut. Although the staffers eventually got her children and the other riders down, Metzger and her children have been left scarred from the nightmarish incident, which jolted their plans for the rest of the weekend. I'm kind of curious about you guys. Like, do you get on rides at carnivals or fairs that come around?
No.
Nope. I used to all the time, you know, when the carnies come to town, small hands, smell like cabbage, until one time I saw a ride that looked like it was going to tilt over because it wasn't properly put in the ground, and I guess it was back-weighted, so like it looked like it was going to fall backwards, and I'm going, hell no, I ain't getting on that thing.
They used to have the John Carroll Fair in Bel Air, and that was like the one that they had around there. You'd be like, oh, well, like John Carroll's a nice place. You think they'd probably pay for good rides? No. It's like John Carroll pays somebody else to bring these things in. I'm not getting on the zipper.
Yeah,
like that thing is a death trap. Have you seen Final Destination?
That you're spot on. These schools don't pay for that. That's a business of the other company to come in.
All right, I got to show you this next video, Rob, because you got to...
They don't pay for the equipment, I should say, Joe.
You got to see this. Okay, watch this woman crossing the street, Rob. She had just made a donation at her church, at her temple. And just to kind of give you guys an idea, she's walking across the street. This big-ass thing falls right on top of her. It's a big tank.
Oh.
Luckily for her, there was a hole in the bottom of the tank and in the top. Not a hole, but there was, you know, I don't know what this thing was used for. But the way it fell on her, almost like... If you picture one of those Salvation Army buckets that the Cowboys have, the big red one, remember Ezekiel Elliott jumped in it?
She's Zeke Elliott then.
Yeah. She didn't jump in it. It jumped on her. But upside, like if you flip it over, that fell on her. I don't know from how far, but you can see there's a hole in the top. She pokes her head out and she's perfectly fine. Like, I don't know how hard that hit.
Did anybody check her pants?
I am sure she had a racing stripe because I would have. I mean, God forbid, this is just...
More than just a stripe.
Yeah, this was crazy. A very lucky woman was amazingly unharmed after a massive water tank fell directly on top of her as she crossed the street and headed home for making a donation at her temple earlier this month. The stunning incident took place as the unidentified woman was walking on a narrow street in the town of Dindoli. That's in the northwest region of India. And the security video has since gone viral. If you haven't seen it, I shared it to my page. You guys can... Go watch it, but it is one of the crazier videos you'll see this week. Like, you have to be one of those people that feels incredibly lucky to have survived. Somebody grabbing you before you step on a train tracks and the train's coming by.
Yeah.
That type of thing. Like, come on, man. It's crazy. All right.
You think you're on a train track and you freeze and you realize the train was on a track in front of you. Not on the one that you're on. That's what that's like.
Yikes.
You still crap your pants.
All right. So, woman gets on this 8-person airplane, okay? And she's a TikToker, so she's filming everything. Hey, go in here. She's going through the airport. She's filming what it was like to go through the airport to get on a small plane. I don't know who she knows, how she got on the plane, or who the other people are. But there was clearly a man on there that was drunk. So with about an hour left in the flight, he decides to piss in a bag. A paper bag.
That's smart.
This dude pissed in a paper bag and put it on the floor of the airplane, and there's still an hour left. Did you think it was going to hold? I'm assuming the guy's drunk, first off. So, like, you'd have to talk to drunk him to see why he did it, because there's obviously two different people there. That's what we always say. Like, if you talk to Jaime, make sure you talk to Jaime the next time you talk, because sober
Jaime.
That's me. That's Jaime. That's Jaime. But no, like with this story, like I don't know what you do if you're sitting there on a plane and you look over, an old boy's got the hog out and he's peeing in something, whether it was a bottle, even if it was a plastic bag, it's still unbelievably stupid. There's no, by the way, on an 8-person plane, there's no toilet on that plane. So if you got to go, you got to go.
Crack the door open.
Yeah, that would be a better idea. You guys got, did the picture of the bag, I don't want you to watch this whole thing. I just want to get a free.
Is it like one of the vomit bags?
No, look at Joe. Can you see over my shoulder? It's that paper bag sitting down on the floor.
Okay, because I thought it was like what the vomit bags that they give you, because those are a little, have like more integrity, because it's not like vomit is the,
but they're plastic,
not
too,
watery.
Aren't they plastic?
I think
there's a liner in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So this here looks like he went at the airport and bought like a donut. So he has like that little white paper bag that he ate his donut and then pissed in the bag.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you're not going to not piss in a bag if you have a bag with
look,
you
man.
On a flight. I also...
You got to pee, there's a bag. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Are you kidding me?
Can't just... That's a recycle. It's recycling. You use it for one thing, now you use it for something else.
So I posted both of these, and you can watch the video. You don't get to see the guy piss in the bag. You just see the bag of piss.
Sterile, man.
Because it's sterile and I like it.
Exactly. I like the taste.
But I'm trying to think of, I guess when I went to San Francisco, I saw some things that you never thought you'd see.
I'm sure.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of like when you're out in public. Oh, I told the story about my wife's neighbor watching some dude pump off on the street there at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Like right outside her window. And my wife's like, are you still watching that?
She still married you.
Yeah.
Stop watching.
She's like, I said, why aren't you watching? You're never going to see something like this again. And if you do, you better call me. Be over in an instant. He's what? But this is like, you lean over and there's some dude peeing in a bag. And then What do you do with a bag of piss? A paper bag of piss? You just set it on the floor, I guess, and just let it leak out all over the floor. You didn't even need the bag, you jackass. Might as well just piss on the floor. That's your world of stupid. Unbelievable.
At Jerry Jones doubles down.
If you want to see it.
We'll do that at 8 o'clock on What's Trending. But on the other side, Tony Bennett walks away. And Joe says he's going to sing with Lady Gaga now. Is that the same Tony Bennett?
Yeah, man. He's kind of... She's upgrading. She doesn't want Joaquin Phoenix or the Joker anymore. She wants Tony Bennett.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on a fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm disappointed.
He's such a jerk.
Why aren't we going with Jeepers Creepers?
Well, I'm just glad he has something to fall back on.
I know you got them peepers, Jeepers.
The people on the podcast would be like, what is going on?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're talking Tony Bennett.
This came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Well,
my buddy Terrence West, not the football player, my friend Terrence West of years, he's a big time Virginia Hokies fan. I mean, Virginia Cavaliers fan. He's from Charlottesville, Virginia. He lives here now. He said this has been rumored since the summer. I didn't hear it.
I didn't either, but maybe it's something that's going on there. But it also has the feel like, so either there's something we're not privy to, medical or other, you know, or he wanted to pick who was replacing him.
Jim Calhoun, too.
They both did it. That's right. Where it's like, if I back out at the last second, you don't get to pick who's coming in right away.
Right.
You're going to take the guy that's there, and he's going to be the interim. If he does a nice job, you might end up keeping him. So I don't know if this is the case that he's doing a solid for one of his assistants or what, but it just seems kind of weird. We all thought, like, he is a phenomenal basketball coach. His brand of basketball doesn't necessarily bring winning every year. I mean, winning a championship, but they did put it together for that one season. You even saw they were a 16 seed knocking them off, which was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you get back to this point. Defensively, they were one of the more brilliant defensive teams in the entire country year after year.
I said this years ago again to my buddy Terrence, and he got a little upset when I said it. And then he came back and gave me the Lonzo Mourning gift. I always felt like Tony Bennett was one of the few basketball coaches that needed an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Because his defenses were phenomenal, but his offenses were historically bad. I think he's a great basketball coach, though. How much I've stolen defensively from him?
But you know,
I've stolen so much from him. I've gone to his practices a couple of times. They just sit there, and you just, it's not so much philosophy as it is energy. The energy that he puts in his defense and practice, you know you're not getting on that floor if you don't play defense. You know it. And he just, I think he was just so ahead of his time on the defensive end. And a lot of teams now do things and implement things that he likes to do.
But I think their offense struggling also helps their defense. As silly as that sounds, because typically you're going to run that clock down. They were a team that took a lot of bad shots with the clock expiring. You know what I mean? Like it was almost like the clock was more important to them than giving you the ball right back. And you were absolutely going to have to play their style,
right,
unless you jumped out to a huge lead.
Right. What does this mean, you think? We will see him again? We will see him broadcasting somehow? What?
I don't know. Again, we don't know the reason behind this yet. And until something comes out, there are a lot of coaches that say they want to be with their families. And then they go
To be with them.
And then they realize they don't want to be with them anymore. That happens a lot.
Sometimes it's the family.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, look, you get so used to not having someone around, you kind of develop your routine, and now all of a sudden, old boy's back, and you're like, oh, God, this is awful being around you all day. I just want to do what I've been doing. There is a chance of that. There's a chance there's something health-related, which I hope it's not. But until we find out what it is and why he left, I can't sit here and tell you that we'll definitely see him again. But if you were at Virginia, where else would you want to go? I mean, like, some people talk about going up. You won a national championship there.
Yeah.
You don't have to go anywhere else.
Yeah, you don't. Here's what I'm questioning, though, Jeremy. A lot of the greats are leaving college athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we joke that Nick Saban left because everybody was able to cheat now.
I didn't even think about this.
We joked about that. And I don't really think, I think, and I know I joke around with the Pete Carroll thing. Pete Carroll had his hands dirty. We know that. I don't know if Nick Saban did. I don't. And I know that sounds weird. Nick Saban, I don't know how much he had his hands dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But Tony Bennett, ain't no way you're telling me Tony Bennett had his hands dirty.
No.
He didn't have those kind of recruits.
No.
So when a guy like Tony Bennett walks away, you wonder, dude, what is going on? I don't think someone asked me, for those of you who don't know, I was a head college basketball coach for 13 years. Went to the Division III NCAA tournament, had a nationally ranked junior
college
team.
Basketball.
Yeah, college basketball. Had a nationally ranked junior college team. My last year at JUCO, my daughter Brianna played for me. When she graduated, her last year was Stephanie's freshman year. She graduated, I stepped down to watch Stephanie, because that was our bond.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Naughton called me 3 days later, hey, come here and coach in Mount Carmel. So I did. And many people, including me, thought when Stephanie graduated, I'd go back to the college ranks. You can't pay me. And I've had offers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pay me enough to coach college basketball right now. You can't. I don't want any parts of it. I don't want any parts of the culture. I don't want that. It is... From the viewer standpoint, Jeremy, I love it. I love it. But I know what goes on. I know how the hot dogs are made. And I don't want any parts of that.
Yeah. Well, I'd say this, too. I didn't even think about what you're bringing up now. Like, I wouldn't want to play this game. I don't want to play the money game and sit here and, like, I want a kid to come play for me because he wants to be a part of the program.
Yes.
And, you know, is buying into what, at least what I'm selling. And I get that. I'm not saying these guys shouldn't be paid. But I totally understand a coach that's been doing it a certain way for a long time, and now you tell him, hey, you've got to adjust or the game's passed you by, and It's like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore.
You got to hire a GM. You got to hire a salary cap guy. I don't want to do that. I want kids to just want to play college basketball, go to class. I even take a kid to want to play ball before he goes to class.
Yeah.
You know, on a Division I level, Will, you can't do that in high school, D3, D2. But I'm like, dude, I just don't. It's something to be said when some of the greats in the game, and you can't. I maybe I'm naive to think that Nick Saban is clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for as clean as you can be. Maybe I'm naive to think that.
Yeah, I think
but I don't
naive.
Think I don't think I'm naive to thinking that Tony Bennett is clean. I don't think that's being naive.
I don't either. And there's certain guys again, like. When you're at the top of your game and you're winning constantly,
and you just bail,
yeah, it's kind of strange, especially too to look at the ACC, which outside of Duke, I know. Look, I'm not dismissing everyone in the ACC, so I don't want to get it.
But it's Virginia.
Yeah. I think Virginia has to be the next team that you take a look at, and their style of play is very difficult. If I'm an opposing player, it's like, God, we got Virginia on the schedule. Yeah. I don't want to play them. It's going to be a boring-ass game.
How do you score? Your jumper better be on that night.
They fight over picks, fight under picks.
They box you out. You watch them box out. They sit in your lap.
Dude, it's five guys boxing
out. They sit in your lap. You're not getting around. They do everything fundamentally the right way. And then when you see a guy like that walk away out of nowhere, it's almost like, man, I hope there's nothing else to the story. But if there's something else to the story, at least that explains it. If there's nothing else, then we are in trouble because you're going to see a lot of guys walk away. Now, Bill Self is saying, I'm not walking away because there's another level to my cheating.
Yeah, we've been paying before. Now it's legal.
John Calipari, no, you can't. Y'all can't beat me, Given. So those guys will be fine.
Hey, Coach, you ain't got to put it under a ball cap on my dorm room bed anymore. You can just hand it to me. It's a check.
I'm just comfortable that way. just comfortable that
way. What is this? Auburn gave me
$20,000? 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jerry Jones doubles down on his criticism of the guys at 105.3. We'll have reaction to that at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, big college football weekend coming up. Jeremy Kahn!
Ooh-wee! I think this is the biggest week so far.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:47 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris down in Florida. He'll be back next week. Jeremy, tonight is a big one. Oregon coming off a big win versus Ohio State goes up against Purdue. I think that is going to be a shellacking of a game.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a lot of interesting matchups this weekend. We've talked about some of the main ones. And like tonight, you get Oregon. They should handle business. I'm not the least bit worried about it. You get Florida State, Duke tonight, if that's kind of your thing. And then two other games in Oklahoma State, BYU. I don't know what happened to Oklahoma State. They just fell apart, Rob. Got one of the best running backs in football. Got an interesting offense. They just can't score now.
He's no longer 40.
Well, maybe Coach. That's what it is, yeah. And then Fresno State, Nevada. But, like, as you said, the big games are this weekend. Like, yeah. If you don't have something to do on Saturday, you should have something to do right now when you hear the games.
I think Miami, Louisville, I think Miami's on upset alert.
They are.
I do. I'm not kidding.
No, I'm on Louisville this weekend. It's one of my favorite plays. I mean, they're getting 5 points at home.
I know Lavelle is going to be upset because he got upset with us for not talking Miami last week on their bye week.
Well, but if you've been watching
on their bye week,
if you've been watching Miami, they've been playing with fire. They've had to come back and win their last two games, and they had no business beating Cal. They got a favorable call at the end of the game. This isn't me dismissing Miami. I want Miami to go undefeated. I want them to win that conference. I like Cam Ward a lot. I just think Louisville at home in a game like this, noon, I think they're going to be ready to play and definite shot for an upset there.
Yeah, definite shot for it. Michigan, Illinois. Jeremy, that's a huge game for Michigan. Michigan's 4-2 right now, but they're 2-1 in the Big Ten. They're only 3.5-point favorites. They're on the road, but their season could be over with another loss.
Yeah, and they're coming off a bye week too, so you had 2 weeks to get ready for this game. Look, their season's going to be over anyways. They still got Oregon. They're still at Ohio State. They're at Indiana. So the problem with Michigan was everybody watched them at first, and they handle Fresno State, and everybody goes, oh, Michigan's better than we thought. Oh, my God, they're getting how many points from Texas at home? And then Texas just manhandles them. Then they beat Arkansas State, and here comes USC, and everybody's like, oh, Michigan's going to kill USC. Now, USC didn't look good last week, and then what happens? USC comes in and Michigan ends up winning a close game, but interesting enough, when you start looking at these matchups and thinking who's who, Minnesota's another good team. They beat them after that and then they lose at Washington. I think they're one of those teams that's going to be borderline top 25 all season long. I don't know if they end up finishing there.
You know who else is on upset alert this weekend?
Who?
LSU as they travel to Arkansas. They're only 2.5-point favorites. Upset alert.
Oh, there's no question. You got another one here where I talk about teams that are favored on the road that are ranked against unranked opponents. And also teams that are underdogs that are ranked that go on the road is something I look for. And here's a perfect example. LSU at Arkansas. Arkansas is getting 2.5 points. LSU is absolutely on upset alert. Arkansas's offense can go off at any moment.
And a team will pick up its second SEC loss as Alabama takes on Tennessee. Alabama has been struggling. I've been really thinking about this game, Jeremy. They've been struggling lately. Struggled against South Carolina. They lost it to Vanderbilt. And the Alabama teams I know from the past, and of course, those are Nick Saban's teams. When they are in situations like this, they come out angry.
Yeah.
I need to see that Saturday from Alabama. I think they will. If I were to bet on this game, I'd bet Alabama in the three. But I need to see the angry Alabama that I'm expecting to see on Saturday.
Well, this is where I jump all over Alabama. I know some Tennessee fans have been concerned with the offense to a degree. But as you're looking at this, like you get upset by Vanderbilt on the road. You have no business losing to that team. Then you come back the next week and it's like, all right, we got to make a statement. And then you barely beat South Carolina. With all due respect to South Carolina,
you better say that.
I think they should have won that game. But here we are. We're in this situation now where you got Tennessee and it doesn't get any easier for you. You still have Missouri, LSU on your schedule.
Yeah.
So I think this is absolutely a statement game for the Crimson Tide.
And, of course, the game of the week, Georgia takes on Texas. Texas is 5-point favorite. I think Georgia picks up its second SEC loss of the year because I'm with you, Jeremy. Texas is the best team in the country right now.
Defensively, amazing. Offensively, I hope Boyd's okay. One of the receivers that went down last week, big play guy for them. But even if he's not, they have so many weapons at Texas. I mean, even if you want to sit here, Arch Manning is the backup quarterback there. Quinn Ewers looked questionable when he came back and then got into a rhythm, looked really good. So I think Georgia's going to have their hands full with this Texas team because they get after it on that defensive line.
And of course, Maryland's homecoming Saturday against USC. Coverage begins at 2:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan, kickoff at 4. USC only 7-point favorites in this football game. That's kind of a, is that a head scratch to you?
A little bit. I mean, look, they're traveling all the way to the East Coast. USC still has issues. They're not like, they have a good offense. They have big playability from their running backs and wide receivers. I like the kid Moss. I think he's okay. But that being said, I think Maryland's a live dog this weekend at +7. USC coming to East Coast. And Maryland's got some stuff to prove after what happened on Friday night. Like, it's another one of those. I think Mike Locksley's a good coach. I think he gets the guys ready. I'm not saying they win the game, but I think they give them a battle.
I'm taking Maryland in this one.
Yeah. How do you feel about scheduling USC as your homecoming game? Do you care about that, or do you try to schedule the cupcake and beat them? You know what I mean?
Jeremy, I tell you what, man. Anyone who knows me, well, you have the Rutgers of Iowa. Anyone who knows me knows that I want a competition in my homecoming game.
Okay.
I don't want to. If you look at the history of our homecoming games or big nights in basketball, me coaching, those are big games. Those aren't cupcakes. Cupcakes, I want to get out of the way. I don't want to schedule cupcakes, number one, but I definitely don't want to have them for a big draw. I don't want that.
Yeah, if you guys want me to help you map out your day on Saturday, it's fairly easy. At noon, you get ready. You can watch that Miami-Louisville game, which Rob and I think is going to be a great one. And then you get to 3:30.
I just got a drink bet on it also.
Did you?
Yeah.
Then you
want in on this one?
Which one?
With the Miami game. Want in on that one?
It's a drink bet. I'll take one, all yeah. Right. I'll come out drinking with you all on somebody else. So, again, Alabama-Tennessee at 3:30, and then you get that Georgia-Texas game at 7:30. So, yeah. And Maryland plays at 4. So, after the, and Michigan-Illinois, too, is another 3:30 game. So, you'll have your choices there.
Joe in Baltimore wants to weigh in. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing tomorrow?
All right, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'll try to be quick, and I'll listen to you guys offline. Hey, Jeremy, I'm like you, brother. I've been doing this a long time, and I typically on the side of Vegas when it comes to betting on sports.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, big teams, when they win the following week, they sort of have a letdown. You look at Washington, they beat Michigan. Very next week, they lose to Iowa. Ohio State loses at Oregon. Oregon's coming off that big win. If you look at Purdue, they got 17 wins versus the top five. I think it's either at night games or primetime games. Friday nights are a big dog night. Probably doing this about 15 years. Thursday night's favorite covers. Friday night, the dogs cover. I'm looking at FSU to win outright. I'm looking at Nevada to win outright. And I think Purdue covers this game. Look for Maryland to upset USC on homecoming.
Maryland in this one, Joe. I'm all on Maryland. I got them covering. I like your version better of them up to get the upset, but I definitely have them covering.
There's two specific money lines that I look for and I absolutely love. They either always cover or they win outright. I love plus 225 money lines and I love plus 130 money lines. If you ever see a plus 130 money line, I guarantee you either covered or won that game outright. I mean, I've done the statistics on it. It's probably at about 72% hit rate. I just love it. So Maryland's plus 225. They're probably definitely covering. I love them to win the game, and I like to hear what you guys think.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Look, I you do it long enough, you develop your own process and things that you look for. I think it's pretty interesting what he said about, you know, it's like a card player having your lucky hand. You're probably going to go in with it if you've had some success with it, even if it's not a maybe it's a lower pair or something if you're playing Hold'em. That being said, yeah, everybody kind of finds their own niche when it comes to this and looking at how you want to approach slates, whether it's baseball, college basketball, football, any of those things. The weird thing about the NFL this year, and I think I've had more success in college football than the NFL, except for my lock. Like, I feel like I should have won every single lock that I've had this season. Fact of the matter is I've won the last four, and I'm going for five in a row. But at the same extent, I feel like the NFL has been extremely, extremely difficult this year. This past week, I've never seen anything like it where all the home underdogs lost outright.
Ed Norris joins us at 8:30 to make Week 7 picks, but on the other side, Jerry Jones doubles down on criticism of his radio guys right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.